Hey, guys, it's the NPR Politics Podcast. Sam Sanders here, campaign reporter.
I'm Domenico Montanaro, political editor.
And Domenico, we have some special guests to welcome. As our listeners may have guessed from the title of this episode, we are here with President Barack Obama. Just kidding. We're actually not. But we do have two very special guests who will introduce themselves right now.
I think Steve is the most special, so I don't know. Do you want to go first?
Say my name. Introduce me. I won't say, if I'm special, I need to be introduced.
This is Steve Inskeep, the host of Morning Edition.
And this...
A drum roll.
Brian Azamaria of NPR's visuals team.
Nice. So we're here because this week you two were at the White House interviewing the president for NPR.
It's an interesting experience. We've done it several times now.
How many times?
I think I've talked to him as president 8 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And this has evolved into a kind of informal series of discussions that the last 4 have been for both audio and video, which is where Kainaz
is. So, Kainaz, you were doing video.
4th time's a charm, yeah.
So, just to point out, we're going to have the full interview with the president here on the podcast Monday morning, and we'll have some analysis as well. But now, we want to talk to you guys about what it was like to interview a sitting president in the White House. Like, how do you even get there? Do you Uber? Like, what? How does it work?
Yeah, I've got the receipts.
There you go.
You better file those expenses.
If you're hauling a video crew and...
So how many folks go, first of all?
Usually we have 4 people on the video side and an audio engineer. Mm-hmm. We're a 5-person crew, which is fairly on the smaller side for an interview like this.
It's a very light footprint compared to a standard TV.
But then for the radio side, there's how many?
So, well, the radio side, we take an editor, we take a producer, we may take an audio engineer. And there's me. Sometimes I get to show up as well.
So altogether, this time it was what, 8 or 9 or
8 or 9
people?
That's
what
it always is.
Because there's like, you know, there's the visual part of it and the recording part of it, and then there's the other half of which is the editorial.
Yeah. And then this time Domenico got to go, right? Yeah.
Well, Domenico eventually got to go.
Wait,
and I
called
Domenico. You go to the White House, and there's a gate. And they say, ID, please.
ID,
and so
please.
You give your driver's license or something. And they say, I need your press ID also. And that's the point where Domenico says, oh, I left that in
my... Oh, my gosh. I was busy setting up, so I didn't know
that
about
that. That was in my NPR tote bag that I have that I bring to work and where I keep every single time. And I thought as I got downstairs, do I need the NPR ID? I was like, nah, probably not.
You did. But that's okay.
So what did you do?
They bring a press escort out. And,
that's okay.
And just somebody who, you know, they're like, just walk with
me. And you
that's
walk down this driveway, and off to your right is this unbelievable row of TV cameras.
The North Lawn.
Whenever you turn on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS,
they've
all got their stand-ups with the White House in the background. And if it's a big news day, there's 10 of them all standing in a row, 3 feet from each other saying, well, you know, here's what's happening at the White House, our exclusive report. So you're walking
exclusive.
Past that. Yeah, exactly. So you're walking past that and you end up in the West Wing of the White House.
So, okay, this is really for you, Steve.
Okay.
You've met Obama several times now.
A fair
number
of
times. How do you greet him now? Are you just like, hey, what's up, Barry?
No. No.
Do you hug him? Do you fist bump?
Mr. President. He is Mr. President. You look the man in the eye, you shake his hand, you respect the office.
What kind of handshaker is he?
He's an okay handshaker.
Just okay?
I got to tell you, he's a handshaker with endurance. And people in Washington, in the media or in other fields, will know this because this is the season of holiday receptions.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people come to each reception night after night after night. They get to see all the Christmas decorations in the White House. They all get in a long line. And when they get to the front of the line, they shake hands with the president and the first lady and get the picture taken. So the fact that he even still has a hand is amazing to me. But he gives you a good handshake.
Or that he's seemingly healthy.
Did you enjoy the handshake?
Yeah.
Were you nervous? This is your 4th time.
Not so,
you're not
so much
really.
This time. Okay. I think that the first time a year ago, when he's sort of walking. And actually, he does this. He's done this every single time at the end of the interview. He'll say thank you to everyone in the crew. He'll go around to the entire room. And the first time, sure, when the president of the United States is walking towards you, you do get a little like, oh.
Well, there is a really important trick here that's very important as you're a journalist. Whoever is president, whatever party he or perhaps someday she is, whoever that person is, they have an aura about them because they are president. You have to respect that. And yet on another level, this is a democracy. You're a journalist. Your job is just to say hello, like they're just anybody.
Yeah.
And ask them the rudest question that's on your mind. You want to be respectful, but if you got a hard question, you got to ask it.
And you
don't want to be overwhelmed by the experience.
And you, in your interviews with other guests, you're always really good about the pushback. You'll ask a question. They don't give you the right answer, or they kind of try to dodge you. You'll go back and hit hard on that.
Well, thank you.
How do you handle that with the president?
I would like to think that I do it about the same way.
Yeah.
Now, he is someone who likes to explain himself at length. So maybe you give him a little bit more running room. You give him a little more time. But with that said, if there is misdirection, if there is a question that is not answered, if there's a question that's only partially answered, you really have to be prepared there to come back at him. There was a moment in this interview, which you will hear in days to come, where I asked the president about a rather uncomfortable seeming statement that was made by one of his own Justice Department officials in October, before the attack on Paris, before the attack on San Bernardino. The official pointed out that over the last several years, domestic terrorists have actually been more dangerous, have killed more people in the United States than international terrorist groups like ISIS or Al-Qaeda. After Paris and San Bernardino, it's an awkward thing to have out there.
Yeah.
And so I asked the president, is that still the case? Do you still believe that? He begins, as you'll hear in the interview, by saying, I'm not sure exactly which statement you're talking about. I needed to be prepared to come back and say, this guy said it on this date, because I need you to address that. And then he did address that, and to his credit. And that's what you need to be ready to do in any interview.
Let's talk about, what room were y'all in when you were there this time?
We were in the cabinet room.
This is pretty funny because it was the cabinet room. So, and they actually, when you look up at the ceiling in the cabinet room, did you guys notice this? There are lights in the ceiling that are track lights that are meant to just go over that oval-shaped table.
Where the cabinet meets.
Yeah, and what they actually did for us was push that table to the wall. And I think because they had to set up, the camera and the lights and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
And right there was one point we had jackets on the table or like a cup of water, and they were like, get that off of
Don't be leaving a water ring on the cabinet table, please.
Do they have coasters?
They do, but that table has been moved in and out of that room a tremendous amount of times, and it's really fragile, actually.
This is something about any part of the White House that you are in. If you're doing a video shoot, they may move things around, but don't you be moving the furniture yourself. Don't you be pulling the drape, because even the drapes can be like historic drapes.
Kid at the grocery store, she's like, don't look at nothing, don't touch nothing, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Hold on to my skirt tail and keep it quiet.
Or how many Secret Service agents would come in from the hallway and say, no, you can't take a picture of that photo, right? Or that portrait, right? The people in the room didn't seem to be as upset about it, but there's certain protocol. You're not allowed to take any photographs when you're in the West Wing.
It's just a reminder, you are in a museum. And the president, whoever it is, with his family or perhaps sometime her family, they're living in a museum.
Yeah, they'll hand you a box of carpet squares. So for the tripods or anything that's going to touch the carpet, there has to be a little bit of a carpet square between the carpet and your equipment.
So speaking of tripods, you shot this amazing video when you were there, was it like a year ago? That beautiful backlit video of Steve and the president. Talk about that, and then talk about how you shoot, period.
Well, so the way we approach the video for this interview is very similar to the experience that Steve gives to our audience on broadcast. We want that intimacy. We want the closeness that Steve offers on Morning Edition with the video as well. So our cameras are really close. Our cameras have some movement. Our lighting is more natural.
Well, that one you did last time, it was mostly natural, correct?
It was all natural.
It was so beautiful.
It was backlit.
It was so beautiful.
It was a little bit dramatic. I know that the president walked in and was a little worried about how dark it was.
Yeah.
And
which we actually had at the top of the video.
Yes. Yeah. Someone said, it's really dark in here. And someone explained to him, they're going for the House of Cards look. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, I got it. Because what we don't want to do is replicate what other people are doing.
Yeah.
Can I prompt you to say where it was that you got the idea to shoot it that way and why that is an NPR style?
So the initial ask about a year ago was, hey, can we replicate the tiny desk experience with the president? And so can we get the president to sit on a tiny desk?
Should we explain for the Tiny Desk concerts for those who haven't seen them?
Yes. Yeah. We really,
explain the series.
The Tiny Desk is basically a series Bob Boylan hosts where he brings musicians to his desk at NPR to do small concerts.
And you've got like Adele at his desk.
Right.
Shot in natural light from the window.
And fantastically popular. And again, it gives you an experience that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's what's so unique about Tiny Desk. And we pitched, hey, let's have Steve and the president sit at a tiny desk. Now, obviously...
They don't have any tiny desks.
There is no such thing as a tiny desk.
The desk in the Oval Office is a little bigger.
Big
so
desk
while we
concert.
Couldn't get the tiny desk, what we could replicate is the way that we produce the Tiny Desk and the way we film the Tiny Desk concerts, which is really intimate. Whether there's camera movement, you get really close, you have natural light.
This one is slightly less natural, we should say, when people watch it.
Well, in this case, and again, you have parameters. Natural light you can't always bank on because if it's...
Oh, was it cloudy this time?
Well, sure, it's winter. It was raining. We were in the cabinet room. So we did, in this one, the third one, we did bring a large light. But again, we lit it in the most natural way as possible.
And there's also, in between all of that, trying to get the content straight.
There's the content. There's the matter of the content. And we should mention we're not talking about the content very much here. There's a lot of content coming. A lot of serious things discussed.
What's the total prep time on both of y'all sides?
You know, let me put it this way, Sam.
You're always prepping for it?
Actually, yeah. broadly speaking, every interview that I do, I like to think of as preparation for every other interview I'm ever going to do.
I'm continually
learning things, and sometimes that becomes explicit. I will hear something from Bernie Sanders, and then maybe I'll ask Ted Cruz about it. And maybe I'll hear something from Ted Cruz that will inform what I ask the president.
And there's a process, too. I mean, Stephen Away is a little bit like, in the center of a bicycle wheel, and we're all kind of spokes in the wheel where, he'll take something and ping it off somebody else and say, what do you think of that? Or how should we go this way? Or how do you think he'll answer if we go here? And, I might come back with something that's some idea that's just something I've been sitting with, and then we'll all kind of meet and discuss, a series of potential things, and then Steve kind of sifts it through and decides what his path is going to be.
And Domenico might say, that's a bad question, or that question is off, or why don't you ask about that?
Yeah.
But I want to say something else about this. Listening to this podcast at this point,
they
this is
will
actually
be.
Something that I think
they
is
better
important.
Be listening.
This is something I think is important about the media generally. When you are going into an interview, particularly in broadcast, there are multiple ways to approach it. One is that you can ask the questions that you think you ought to ask because other people in the media are writing about that stuff or whatever. One other approach is you can ask the questions that seem to make you look a certain way. Like, I'm going to ask this question so I look tough.
Uh-huh.
Or I have to ask this question so I'm not considered a wimp or a pushover. If I do my job right, and you guys can decide if I ever do, but if I do my job right, I think my job is I have to let all of that stuff go and ask the questions that I actually want to know an answer to.
I like that.
I can't worry about how I look to anybody because ultimately the thing that I'm there to do is to represent you and hopefully to get a little bit of information or insight out of whoever I'm interviewing.
Class, I hope you're taking notes. This is a Steve Inskeep masterclass. I like this.
Those are
some good tips.
Thank you.
Some good tips.
And what's really funny about this, too, is that, at the end of the day, there's really two people involved in the interview, with as many people as are involved. Steve is interviewing the president of the United States, and that's what you see on television. But the president really dictates so much of how nervous or whatever his staff gets because, the staff, I deal with the staff, and the staff was tapping Steve's producer, Ahmad, on the shoulder and sort of saying, he's got 2 minutes, he's got 5 minutes, wrap it up.
A little
up,
longer
right?
than we agreed to go.
How long did it go?
45 minutes.
Wow.
And I think Steve didn't see Ahmad, he says.
No. True story. Come on.
So you just kept going.
He says.
But at one point you could see the staffer seem to, want it to wrap up. And then the president clearly wanted to talk about what he was talking about. And he started to talk more slowly and he started expounding. And you saw his staff just kind of slump back down in their chairs. And afterward, they're like, you know what?
Yeah,
he wanted
he's
to
in
talk.
Charge.
The
he wanted
end
to do it.
Of that interview, which we will broadcast on Monday the 28th, is one of the most interesting parts. I was really, really interested to hear him go where he goes there. And,
yeah.
And I'm just laying that out there. That's a total cliffhanger.
I'm excited about this.
Cool.
I really am. And thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. This was a fun conversation. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, yeah, we'll have Steve's full interview with President Obama in your feed first thing Monday morning. You can also hear it that day on Morning Edition on your local public radio station. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the NPR Politics podcast. Say it. What you got?
And you can see it online.
Oh, yeah, on the internet. NPR.org. HTTP colon. Was it forward or backward slash?
NPR.org.
Yes.
Thank you.
Watch it.
All right. Thanks. Bye.